Welcome back to Washington Watch, your source for what's really happening in our nation's capital. I'm your host, Tony Perkins. Thanks so much for being with us. As I was mentioning before we went to the break, in San Antonio today, the city council voted on an ordinance that the attorney general says is unconstitutional. Well, joining us now with a live update of what has happened there today in San Antonio and what the response has been is Jonathan Sines, president of the organization Texas Values. Jonathan, welcome to Washington Watch.
Tony, it's great to be with you.
Now, are you still in San Antonio?
I'm just a little bit north of San Antonio, and so things wrapped up about an hour ago. A lot of press out there, a lot of interviews, local media interviewing people, and a lot of folks from both sides talking about what happens next. And so a lot of interest and activity on this issue. And, you know, there's a lot been going on for the past two or three weeks, but in a lot of ways, this is really just the beginning of a very important issue in the state of Texas, but also nationwide. And I'll tell you, I've been involved in these issues for a number of years. I have not seen this type of activity and this type of interest and passion from people on our side at a local level in many years, if ever. And people need to remember, San Antonio is the seventh largest city in the country. So what's going to happen going forward in the city of San Antonio when it comes to religious liberty and family values is very important. And people down there in San Antonio are saying, we're just getting warmed up.
Now, Jonathan, they tweaked this ordinance in the process. It was even worse when it was first introduced. But as the ordinance passed, make sure this is correct, this would basically exclude not just Christians, but also those Americans that disagree with homosexuality on principle. Is that correct?
That's right. I mean, and this ordinance talks about if you demonstrate a bias, whatever that means. I mean, and that it was talked about with the city attorney. What that would mean, that's left up to the interpretation of the city council. And so who knows how they'll try to use that word bias, not just discrimination, but if you demonstrate a bias. And so there's a real concern that people believe that if you simply disagree with gay marriage, that that's a bias. I mean, in the state of Texas, marriage is defined as between one man and one woman. I mean, so is our Constitution biased? I mean, it's very clear what the state policy is on this issue. But what we're seeing is you have cities like San Antonio and others that are controlled by folks that don't agree with these values. They're trying to import things from the federal level or that Obama administration is putting forward at the federal level, and they're using that to try to undermine state law because they've tried to get these things passed at the state level, statewide, and it never has a prayer, for lack of a better word. And so, but this is an important issue because we're seeing cities try to do this, and they use this as a foothold to then try to undermine what we have at the state level.
Is this reflective of the population there in San Antonio?
Nowhere near close to being a reflection of that. And that's what's really one of the sad things about this is the overwhelming number of people that came to these meetings, three or four different meetings the city council has had over about 3 or 4 weeks, the overwhelming number of people oppose this. And I'm talking about people from the faith community, people from the legal community, people from the business community. You even had the Tea Party getting involved in this issue. And so it makes absolutely no sense unless you're someone who's aspiring to higher political office. And a lot of people think that's what Mayor Castro wants to do. They think that's what the other councilman that proposed this, Diego Bernal, wants to do. Because you have people in the city of San Antonio are very religious, a very large Hispanic community, and you saw one after one African-Americans, Hispanics, leaders of churches testifying over and over against this ordinance. And so over the course of two or three meetings, over 2,000 people testified. Through our system alone, over 11,000 messages were sent to city council members on a city issue against this ordinance. And so I think that is one of the things that's a really big shame is this is a complete opposite result than what goes against the will of the people. It really was a thwarting of the will of the people. And that was what was great to see. The will of the people were very active in San Antonio. And you know how it is, to get people to get motivated to go out to a city council meeting is very difficult. And so a lot of people are saying in San Antonio, they're looking at what they want to do next. Will there be court challenges? Liberty Institute has talked about getting involved in that. People down there are talking about recall elections for this ordinance and maybe some of the elected officials. And so, it's interesting because it has caused a lot of unity, but a lot of people unified against making sure that this is not the end of this issue.
Well, I would hope so. And I know that you know this, Jonathan, but I think more and more Christians are beginning to realize this, that if we really want to affect policy, we have to be inside the arena. We've got to be not only doing what you're doing advocating, but we have to have Christians who know and have the know what's right and have the conviction to do what's right. And that's what we see in many of these jurisdictions across the country, is you get folks in there that, you know, they don't have a clue. Or else they're working for the other side, and it's time that we roll up our sleeves and we get in there, and we take this country back. So, Jonathan, thanks for being with us. Thanks for the update.
Thanks for being with you, Tony, and God bless you and all the work you guys are doing.